Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate this solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. A few years ago, I was traveling to the shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and I was traveling from Chicago over to La Crosse. And on the train, I was sitting next to a Protestant man, and we were talking about the faith. And at a certain point, he said to me, "So you believe in the Immaculate Conception?" And when he said that, I smiled and kind of laughed. And of course, he doesn't know I'm a Franciscan friar of the Immaculate. And so I smiled and said, "Yes, I believe in the Immaculate Conception." But you know, that question is kind of like asking somebody, "Do you believe in your mother?" You know, belief really isn't the right word. It's not strong enough. No, it's not that I believe in the Immaculate Conception, but I know her and I love her. And moreover, those who are totally consecrated to Our Lady, we belong to her. We are hers, totally hers. So belief is not strong enough a word. And so I went on to explain, you know, one of the reasons why we believe in this, that this is reasonable. And I said that God is outside of time, right? And being outside of time, he can foresee the merits of the passion, death, and resurrection of his Son, and he can apply those foreseen merits to the Blessed Virgin Mary at the moment of conception, preserving her from the stain of original sin, right? And he started thinking about that, and he said, "Well, I guess God could do that." And you see that? That's already Our Lady who was working on this man. He was disposed. Little did he know that he just took the first step of Saint Anselm of Canterbury's reasoning, the same one that Blessed John Duns Scotus would use, among other things, and that is, "Potuit, decuit, ergo fecit." Potuit, God could do this. So this man just arrived at that conclusion. God could do this. So what's the next question? Decuit, is it fitting that God do this? He can do it. Is it fitting that he actually do it? This is his mother, the mother of the Son of God, the eternal Word who is going to take flesh, take human flesh. Is it fitting that he make his mother immaculate, that he preserve her from the stain of original sin, that he redeem her, as Blessed John Duns Scotus would say, in the most perfect of ways, with a preservative redemption? Yes, it is fitting that God do that. Ergo fecit. Therefore, he did in fact do it. And so the whole point of this golden thread that runs through Franciscan history is that reasoning through it, the truth of the Immaculate Conception, which then being affirmed dogmatically, okay, so now we believe it, we know it with the certainty of faith. Remember, as the Catechism says, faith is certain. And so now, from that time of the dogmatic declaration of the Immaculate Conception, now the second page is to put that truth into practice. Total consecration. We not only believe it, but we know her. We love her, and we choose to give ourselves entirely to her. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.